All right. Everybody, welcome to the session on disability and vision rehabilitation. My name is Christine Harden, and it's my pleasure to present a wonderful array of speakers for you today. Hopefully, at the end of this session, you will be able to evaluate the effect of multiple chronic conditions on disability. And also, you'll feel more comfortable describing the relationships between visual function, disabilities, and other outcomes. First, I would like to introduce our first speaker. This is Dr. Els Nievenhausen. Did I say this right? Okay. Dr. Nievenhausen is a research investigator at the University of Michigan Department of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation. She's had a long career in occupational therapy, public health, and research in the Netherlands, France, and the U.S. She has a PhD in community health services with a focus on health behavior changes. Her experiences span a variety of disability-related specialties, including pediatrics, work rehabilitation program, and community-based research. She considers herself a generalist in a field of rehabilitation with a strong interest in the international classification of functioning, disability, and health. And that's what she'll be talking about today. Since 1985, she's been involved in the revision and applications of the ICF. In 1988, she co-founded the APHA Disability Section. Her husband, Sam Eldersveld, Emeritus Professor of Political Science at the University of Michigan, was diagnosed with macular degeneration in early 2000. And due to a progressive cardiovascular health condition, she was caregiver for the last 5 years of her husband's life until his death in 2010. I'd like you to welcome Dr. Nievenhausen. Thank you.
Good morning. As you may know, there's a huge shift going on in the field of disability from the traditional medical model or just the social model into a biopsychosocial model. So I'm going to talk with you about the International Classification of Functioning, Disability and Health. And I want to tell you for sure, I have no disclosures, no relationship to disclose. And my learning objectives are threefold. First, to articulate the conceptual framework of the ICF. As who of you know about the ICF? Just to get a feeling of raising a hand. Yes. Okay, thank you. We're talking briefly about the coding, about the STEMS code and qualifiers, just to give a little introduction about it, and then the benefits of a use of a uniform framework. My presentation overview will be also in three parts. What is the ICF and what is it not? The second point is we're focusing on seeing functions of people with macular degeneration and diabetic retinopathy. That's a hard word to talk about for somebody with a Dutch accent. And the third one is the relevance for public health rehabilitation policy and healthy communities. So what is the ICF? The ICF is a classification of the state of health in terms of functioning, and it is a part of the family of the international classifications. You all probably know the ICD, and in 2001, the ICF was voted on by the World Health Assembly of the World Health Organization, and they approved the ICF for implementation in member states, over 100 member states, as a successor of the International Classification of Impairments, Disabilities and Handicaps. It was the previous classification for the ICF. In 2001, the ICF was published. So what is the ICF about? I'm going to give you a broad overview to tell you about the concept, and then I will narrow it down gradually into some of the more specific examples and then focus on individuals with vision impairment. Overall, there are three main domains. One is the body functions, and that means the physiological functions and the psychological function. The body structures, that means anatomical parts of the body organs, such as the eye and ear and other organs. That's the first domain. The next domain is activities, such as learning and mobility and self-care. And the third domain is the participation. You can see already there are arrows between each other. That makes it interesting, exciting, but also more complicated, because these three domains, they work very close within the context of environmental factors and personal factors. The ICF is a classification of each person within the health-related domains, and is always made in the context of the environmental factors and personal factors. So there you see it's completely interactive. Participation means the involvement in life situations, and that include domestic life, interpersonal life, interpersonal relationships, major life needs, and also community, social, and civic life. And I will give you more examples in a second. What is ICF is not? Very often the ICF is mentioned as a part of a models. We have the medical model, the social model, and then the psychosocial model. However, the ICF is really not a model. It's a classification. It's the only classification that is focused on functioning. This is how it looks like. It's just a book. If you read it, you may fall asleep, so you can read it before you're in bed, but it's not very interesting, just the classification itself. But however, the introduction is very interesting. You may enjoy reading that. So the ICF is not an assessment or measurement instrument. It's not just a model. It is classification. Also, the ICF is not easy to explain among lay audiences because it's so complicated and complex. It's not entirely finished. It's a work in progress. The personal factors have not been classified, but there's a lot of research already going on about items that should be included in the personal factors. And the activities and participation domain are currently in one domain, and there's a lot of discussion about what should be included in the activities and what should be in participation. Here's an overview of the key domains, and you can see the various chapters. In terms of body functions, there are 8 different chapters, and the red highlight concerned is focused on sensory functions and pain, and that's where the eye vision fits in. Under the body structures, there are also 8 different chapters. And there you see there's a very chapter about the eye, ear, and related structures. And the activities and participation, in particular, there's 9 chapters, and in particular, focused on our area of vision care, is chapter on communication, mobility, self-care, domestic life, and major life areas, as well as community and social civic life. And under the environmental factors, there's 5 different chapters. Let's give you an example of macular degeneration, and I'll give you some examples what I've seen with my husband, but also some examples of some research that I'm aware of. Macular degeneration is coded in the ICD-9 as 362.5, and the ICD-10 is at H35.3. In the ICF, there's a coding for impairments. You see the B2101.3. And I don't want to give you more details about it, but the first 4 digits is the stem, and the last digit is a qualifier in terms of severity. Looking at activity limitations, you see the first 3 digits there relates to the chapter and the particular specifics about an example as reading, and the last digit is the qualifier. And the same is for participation restrictions. Overall, the classification is in neutral terms, so you can classify it in neutral terms. And if there is a deviation or there is a chronic condition that impacts the whole healthcare, the person's health, then we talk about impairments in terms of structure and body function limitations, activity limitations, and the activities and participation is the restrictions, but you see another participation restrictions. The environmental factors relate to those factors which are facilitators and barriers. And it's again the interaction. Think about activity limitations such as walking. And I've seen the problem with my husband who had more and more problem to cross the street in the required time period to cross it safely. We also have problems with climbing up in the up and down staircase because of lack of light. And I'll tell you that in a second too. But here's an example of a person with macular degeneration who sees blurred and looked at a picture of someone who's working in the garden, but he has a very blurred vision. And the ICD-9, you can see the codes here, 3625.0, and the body functions, as an example, is the visual field function with a mild impairment, which is number one. Another example is a more severe situation where the macular degeneration is more progressive and the body function is more, and is under the 2101, is visual field function with a complete impairment, is number four. And as an example of community participation is the life participation restriction. We used to go to a lot of arts and culture events, but more and more it became of a problem because the programs were not in large print, and we had to buy more and more expensive tickets to get closer to the stage in order to see what was going on. Here's an example of somebody who has no vision problems, full functioning, so the ICD-10 has no classification, and the ICF can be still coded under visual acuity function, zero is no impairment, and the quality of function is also no impairment. But then if we use diabetic retinopathy as an example, you see there are a lot of dots there, a lot of blurred vision, with a result in the structure and the function in a person's eye functions, as well as decreased activities in terms of reading and writing and driving a car, the code number here, the classification, is number four, which is more severe an impairment. Under environmental factors, there's a whole list of environmental factors, and these are extremely important because it's very comprehensive. It includes general products and technology. It includes the natural environment, such as snow removal. It also includes assistive technology, and it includes light. Light, as you know, is very critical for individuals with macular degeneration. At one point, we were walking in a parking structure in Ann Arbor, and the steps were very clearly marked. There was a lot of light, and it was an excellent way to get down. And then later, we went to a shopping center, and there were some steps in a dark area. There was no marking between the steps, and he didn't see the last step, and he fell down. So in terms of benefits, overall benefits of the ICF, is first of all the uniform understanding, the uniform concept of the overall picture of having a decreased functioning in vision. So it's uniform data collection as well as comparing research. I've used the benefits first as a therapist, working with patients with various kinds of physical disabilities. And it was very clear that the individuals were interested in this because the idea of not only looking at a person's physical or psychological functioning, it was also a matter of looking at the activities and identifying what are the environmental components here, which can be the facilitator for a person or which are the barriers. And in terms of the barriers, is important because those are the ones we want to remove. It's a comprehensive framework that brings together team members. And you see that in the literature, that the, in particular in rehabilitation, it brings a lot of various people together, and it helps with duplication of services. It also is a classification not only for adults, but there is a special addendum, and it is the classification for children and youth, the ICFCY, and that's also focused on health, functioning, and wellness for all populations. It identifies the potential secondary health conditions. You can think already about if a person has limitations in walking and has difficulties in moving around, that the potential for cardiovascular conditions is higher and the potential for social limited social activities is also can also become a major issue. So it all relates to each other. Currently, I'm working with the city of Ann Arbor to promote awareness of disability issues, and I'm trying to explain that people with disabilities is not just a medical issue, but it's in particular the role of the environment, what is very critical to start focusing on. And we have compared data from 11 cities, which are accessible cities in the United States, and we found that those 11 cities did a lot more for people with low vision and visual impairments than a city like Ann Arbor. Although you may think that we are very progressive, there's still room for improvement. In conclusion, the ICF is a complement to the ICD. It is a uniform tool for evidence-based research, interventions, and policy. There's a wonderful article by Mana Alma in the journal Quality of Life, and they used the ICF and looked at the association between various personal factors and participation. And they found that a major item was the physical fitness in terms of lack of participation. So there was a higher correlation between the item decreased physical functioning, physical fitness, and social participation. When you look at the literature, in particular international literature, it is an exciting new development to see that we have a tool here where people use the same framework and where the framework builds on further new knowledge and new research, in particular for interventions and policies. There are qualifiers. There's also a qualifier to separate out a person's performance and a capacity, and I can explain to you it later when you have time. And then the level of severity. In addition to that, the strength of this classification is the identification of the environmental factors. And here's some references. In closing, I want to show you this picture. This is a friend of mine on the left side. He was a student with was legally blind from birth. And in the working on his PhD in the School of Music at the University of Michigan, he went to his doctor and the doctor said, "Do your exercises." And he comes home and he thought, "Sure, I have to do my exercises, but how? I have no transportation, I have limited funds, and I don't want to go to the rec center because I don't want to be inside." So finally he developed his own strategy with a friend of his. They're running now, jogging in this park in Ann Arbor. They have a string, together string attached, so they can still engage in physical fitness. In short, the ICF is a tool with a lot of potentials, and it goes beyond the medical model and the social model, and it is focused on the biopsychosocial model. Thank you for the opportunity.